AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Dumbass.
Man, wow, man, freak out.
Look at him, he's crazy.
Yes.
Hey, look right there.
Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
Dodgers.
How you like me now, Kentucky?
White man.
Oh.
White man. White man.
Oh, oh.
White man. White man.
Oh, oh.
White man. White man. White man.
Coward. 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 Coward.
PMS. Our discretion reaches to infinity.
Going it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Final hour. We're off an hour early tonight after full shows yesterday and the day before because of Clippers basketball. Clippers Kings. Adam Oslin going to be along for pregame at 6. Tip at 7. And we'll be on early tomorrow. So get with us at 2 o'clock for a flex alert. And we'll go till 5:30. 3.5 hours. Petros and Money going into UCLA versus Cal.
There's so much going on, and we appreciate you being part of what we do here on your Dodger station. And we haven't forgotten about the Dodgers. Every Monday night, Dave comes around to celebrate the world champions at 7 o'clock with Monday Night Dodger Talk, leading up to spring training, which we believe is going to go off on time in 2021. At least that's what old Gaptooth says. Doyers on AM570 LA Sports and streamed live also. On the iHeartRadio app. Still to come, Don McLean talking hoops. Hot teams. Hot girls have problems too. Hot teams do as well. I think you are those things.
Look at me and tell me the truth. What do you do when people don't know?
All right, wait a minute. Clippers, UCLA, the Lakers. They're all hot.
I think the Lakers can win it.
Yeah, sure. Not the Kings, though.
I think the Kings can win it.
Well, maybe, but they haven't won yet.
No.
But they're live on the LA Kings Audio Network, free on the iHeartRadio app. They take on the Lanch for the second time in 3 nights tomorrow, and we're all looking forward to that. And if you miss us, you can get us on Twitter, at Matt Money Smith, at Colin Yee 10, thank you, Colin, for everything you do. At Tim Cates. Way to go, Cates. At the old P, that's me. And at Petros and Money. If you miss us and you're tired of podcasting on iHeart, you can go and look at us on Twitter.
We love social media.
Oh, we are.
I mean, we are social media animals.
Active throughout the evening.
Instagram, Facebook. Twitter, well, the MySpace.
Instagram, at Petros and Money, or at The Real Matt Money Smith.
Or at Tim Cates' private account.
Well, that's that need not. Are you on Instagram, Colin?
Yeah. What is it, Colin? Same thing. Colin Yee10 on Instagram.
Really?
You want to see a guy who tucks a t-shirt into some sweatpants?
Unbelievable.
At Colin Yee10.
Eric Roberts got nothing on you for best impressive. Of the best. It is time, though, for the final hour fun fact, man.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour 3.
Fun facts! Fun fact!
A coin flip actually has a 51-49 probability of landing heads or tails, favoring the side.
Somebody should have told me I never won.
Facing up when flipped. However, if you were to...
So it doesn't matter if it's heads or tails. Just
whatever's holding up
right.
Has a slight advantage. If you spin, watch that thing spin
like
around.
Like DiCaprio?
A penny, the one with the Lincoln Memorial on the back, it will land... Tail side up 80% of the time because the side with Lincoln's head on it is a little bit heavier.
It's kind of bulbousy.
And a spinning coin tends to fall toward the heavier side more often.
Head's got a bullet in it.
I don't think it does in the penny.
It flaps over.
I don't know if it does.
I'm pretty sure it's
copperhead. It's the breeze that comes through.
That's why they call it a copperhead. All right, everybody. That's good information to trick your kids with. Hey, kid, you want to lose some money? Instead of a go New Orleans shell game.
I'm going to go tails on this spinner penny thingy here.
Shell game, your kid. Time for the quick hits. Come on, Colin.
The PMS quick hits.
Fired up.
Come make it quick, y'all.
Oh, yeah! Well, according to reports, and we'll have Vasse on tomorrow, the Dodgers are monitoring the market for right-hander Trevor Bauer, heart-high Indian, and could be a player, depending on the price for the Dodgers.
At Bauer outage. That'll be sweet if that Twitter account comes to town.
Focus for the Dodgers now remains on a right-handed infield bat, but Bauer and the Dodgers remain a possibility as his market develops.
Isn't Justin Turner a right-handed infield bat?
Yes, he is.
How about that? It seems like that'd just be pretty easy to wrap up, I guess, right?
That's what they're doing. We'll have Vasse on to talk about that, too. And we've talked a lot about Philip Rivers today, retiring after 17 seasons.
Chargers.
First 16 with the Chargers. The last season with the Colts. 8-time Pro Bowl selection. 5th all-time in career passing is how he finishes his career. And 421 passing touchdowns. Pretty good.
And 240 consecutive games played.
That's even better. And no quarterback sneaks, not one. And all those.
Well, there actually, that's not true now. In those 240 games, there were two.
There you go. That's an average of the Lions.
Of not often.
Dan Campbell.
Oh, the Lions hired a tight end coach.
I saw this.
For 6 years.
And I saw the look on his face where he kind of looks like Jim Thorpe. He looks like he's out throwing the discus when everybody else is jogging around. That's what he looks like. He's been serving as the Saints' assistant head coach. And where you put the guy that doesn't coach that much, tight ends coach.
And this Sunday, Bucks Packers in the NFC Championship game. Green Bay 3-point favorite at home. Bills Chiefs AFC Championship game. Kansas City a 2.5-point favorite. At home, of course, our sister station will have both of those games, AM 1150. It all starts at noon on Sunday. And good news for the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, full practice today. He is still listed in the concussion protocol. They don't make those things public, but you would assume he wasn't going to be able to go through a full practice unless that independent neurologist assigned by the NFL gave the Chiefs the green light. So expect Mahomes to be out there on Sunday.
You don't get hit in practice.
I don't think they'd let him go out, though.
Really?
If he was still in protocol?
Even if he wears the big, shiny jersey that says, don't hit him? I don't know. Used to be able to get concussed.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know either. But I would.
Used to be able to get concussed and, you know, hand off the ball and throw your sprint ride options in a walkthrough.
I think now you got to stay in a dark room.
Oh, the shed?
Yeah.
The Mike Leach shed? Well, good luck to him. We got some NBA news and information. Matt, they got security. They're going to see you tonight. Look out for the Redcoats.
Station at half court for compliance of rules regarding pre- and post-game interactions. League-informed teams, NBA, and the NBPA, the Players Association, agreed on players maintaining 6 feet of distance, refraining from hugs, handshakes, and mandatory mask wearing in an effort to try and reduce the spread between teams. So there's that.
Don't touch me.
Don't you touch me. Don't you touch me.
Don't you already get fined like $2 million if you leave the bench?
Something like that. Lakers start a 7-game road trip tomorrow. They won't be able to hug or engage.
Oh, we're going to ask Don McLean if that's going to take them down to Chinatown. You know what I'm saying? Forget it, Jake. We're going to see if that loss to the Warriors big the other night.
Warriors big.
I was pissed.
This long trip. What do you think is going to happen? What if you F up on this long trip? They might come limping home like Memphis Belle, Matt.
Or they might start with a win in Milwaukee tomorrow night against the Greek Freak.
And ride the crest of the wave home?
All the way home. Carry him all the way. A hell of a ride.
They might.
Clippers are hot.
Well, they're hot too, yeah. Okay? They've only lost 4. They got 10 wins. They take on the Sacramento Kings tonight, and they might slap Luke Walton down. 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip right here on AM 570. And Matt, sadly, our LA Kings are suffering.
They lost again last night.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
And because of the way the regional divisions are working out, they will host the Colorado Avalanche again tomorrow night. 7 p.m. they will drop the puck, see if they can get off the schneid. You can listen to the Kings on their own channel on the iHeartRadio app. It is free to get the app, download. And if you're listening to PMS right now on the iHeartRadio app, how about you just search LA Kings and enjoy some puck tomorrow. Good luck to the Kings.
Versus.
Who are 0-3.
Versus.
The Avs.
Oh, come on.
What?
Versus.
You can say it. It's your thing.
No, Matt. It's everybody's thing, just like Zah. Come on. The Kings taking on. Who are they taking on, Matt?
Rotto.
Come on, Matt!
I gave you what you wanted.
It's not what I want.
Taking on Rotto.
No, they're not.
Lurch.
Yeah, the Lurch.
The Lanch.
Yeah, like Blanche without the B.
The Lanch.
He's joining us next.
It's going to be unreal.
They've been Don McClain. We'll be right back with more PMS on AM 570 LA Sports, home of Tim Case and his face.
You know what they say.
Boston fans suck.
Boston sucks, motherfucker.
No, I was going to say, heavy is the head that wears the crown. But that too. For two decades, Los Angeles has made us
number one,
the king of LA sports talk.
My bet in LA.
Beloved. From Dan Patrick to Colin Cowherd.
We're happy to have you with us.
From Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet to Petros and Money.
We were expected to win and we did.
So thank you.
They got a great depth of talent.
LA's best sports talk is AM 570 LA Sports.
Show some money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Remember, it's an opportunity for you to win $1,000 every single weekday from 7:15 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. At quarter past or right around there, you'll hear a keyword. When you hear that keyword, you text it to 200-200, and you pay attention to your phone, because if you get a call from a number you don't recognize or is blocked before the top of the hour, that could be the call telling you you are the winner of a grand in your hand. Again, it will start tomorrow at 7:15 a.m. at quarter past the hour until 4:15. All the details available at am570lasports.com.
UCLA hoops red hot. The Lakers, pretty hot. And the Clippers? Clippers are good. Take on the Kings tonight. Fox Sports West Prime ticket. And right here on AM 570, you can check out, of course, the one and only, the fabulous, at Where It Snake, Don McClain, on the broadcast tonight.
Tonight!
But joining us right now, on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, the leading scorer in the history of the Pac-12, and of course UCLA, that proud program. The next ass he kisses will be the first. Many pelts of coyotes and foxes that have crossed his path in the canyons between Box Canyon and Westlake. Decorated pro basketball player in the NBA. And he is our BFF. Don McClain, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Don.
What's happening, guys?
Hey, Don.
Well, we know you've been working for the Clippers and the old Pac-12 network. We might as well just start with UCLA, since they're the hottest team on our dial on AM5. Unless the Clippers are... Who's hotter? I mean, who's hot, who's not?
Hey, you're undefeated in the Pac-12.
Tell me, who's hot? Who bopped the new bop? Okay, so who's hotter, though, Matt? I mean, who's now, Don? I mean, who's hot? Who's not? Who bopped the new bop? Who's stoop got blopped?
Why can't they both be hot?
Yeah, why can't they both be hot? Why can only one of them wear the crown?
You can't just stay hot all the time. Sometimes you go down to a simmer, like the Lakers when Steph Curry...
I'd say for now, each of them would scald your hand like that frying pan did when you served breakfast in bed for your wife.
Uncool, Matt!
Right. Bring that back up.
It was a tray, okay? I used the freaking hydrogen peroxide today. It wasn't pleasant. But so you're not going to say who's hotter, Don?
I think we can start with UCLA, right, Don?
You won't come out of
that? They're streaking.
Well, the tiebreaker is UCLA's in first place.
Okay, all right.
There we go.
Undefeated, and Mick Cronin's done an unbelievable job. You know, we saw USC trip up last night at Oregon State. Yeah. UCLA hasn't tripped up in a while, and I think they're continuing to get better as it goes along. And to me, that's always been the sign of a good coach, is knowing you still have room to grow, continuing to improve, but winning games. Like, you're not suffering losses to get better and you know, continue the process of trying to win by losing some games. They're getting better and winning.
As a coach to the youth, have you noticed?
Oh, the youth and youth.
Have
big,
you noticed
big youth.
If the youth have noticed what UCLA is doing? We often would ask you, Don, about the Blue Bloods and why UCLA is not included in those conversations with Duke and Kentucky and the like. Are they getting closer to returning to that level based on how Mick Cronin has these guys playing?
I think if Mick Cronin continues to recruit, I mean, Nix didn't come. He went to the G League, but he was a McDonald's kid. Because I know this, having teenage boys that play basketball are interested in the top guys and where they go and where they play. And I think that's why Duke and Kentucky and Kansas for the last however many years has been, you know, considered the blue bloods because they get all the good high school players. Now UCLA is starting to win, and if Mick can put, you know, McDonald's kids and kids that are big on Instagram in the mix at UCLA now, yeah, you're back in the conversation. And we'll see what happens the rest of this year with UCLA, but if they make a deep run in the tournament, that's certainly going to help too.
Well, dreadlock Tiger Campbell seems to be a big part of their success, just pacing things out the way he does and keeping things moving, especially with no crowd in the stands. Does that seem like an accurate statement to you, a basketball analyst?
Yeah, he's been really good, T. And the numbers don't jump off the page, but like you referenced, the game management, getting people involved. You know, he came on at the end of last year before the shutdown. It took him a while coming off that ACL to get himself in condition and understand the college game. But he's taken it up even from there this year. I think his understanding of Mick Cronin's offense, who he's playing with. And to me, the biggest thing with Tiger is his understanding of his own balance offensively, when to get his own, when to get other people involved. He's been really good in a league full of really good point guards.
I mean, I don't want to make like a thing about his hair, but it does seem like a distraction, like it might hit you. You know, it comes out really far from his head. You know, almost like a 50s lady's haircut.
You know? So that's why no one's been guarding him real close. It's because of his hair.
I mean, it does kind of whip around. You know, it can't be comfortable.
Do you think it's crossed any player's mind that's guarded him this year that I better not get too close because I might get hit by the hair?
I don't want to get whipped by his dreads. What if, okay, let's say you're Bob Marley's bassist. And he starts doing his dread whip around in the middle of I Shot the Sheriff. You're probably not going to go up all close to him like CeCe DeVille and Brett in that moment. Because you're going to catch one.
Here's my question. Can you draw an offensive foul from Tiger by being hit by the hair?
If you, like, really sell it and grab your face and go down, I bet you could.
Ah, scratch me!
Ah, my eye!
Yeah! Don, the top 25 looks considerably different in 2020-21 than we're used to seeing. No Kentucky, no Duke in there. What have you made of this season? And, you know, as we were just talking about Blue Bloods, why those two programs are struggling here?
That's interesting. You wonder if you're a program that's predominantly one and done and you didn't have the normal calendar of spring and summer and fall, have you been able to do enough with those one-and-done players, really talented players, to be a good team? I think in a typical year, you have them in the spring, you have them all summer, and you can start implementing things. Well, you weren't really able to start implementing anything until September. So they're obviously behind it because of that. That's the only reason that I can come up with for that. I don't think that, you know, North Carolina and Kentucky and Duke missed on all these players out of the blue. I think that has to be part of it. And then the teams with more veteran players, because they've been in the program, they don't need to introduce a lot. It's more about just getting back in condition and working on our game. So I think that's it. But I will tell you this. Let's say it's a normal year for Duke, Kentucky, Kansas, North Carolina. Gonzaga would still be in that mix. Like, Gonzaga is that good this year.
Can UCLA cut down the nets like old Pennzoil head Steve Lavin said on TV?
They would really have to get
like the nets at the very end, not the ones in Vegas or the.
No, I think they're the favorite to win the Pac-12 tournament for sure right now. I think they're going to make a deep tournament run, but you know that Gonzaga, I'd be shocked if Gonzaga loses again this year.
Bold statement.
As we shift to the other hot team in town, the Clips, and particularly I don't know if you want to call it a revenge tour or a, man, things really got sideways on me in that bubble, I'm happy I'm out, and I want to remind everyone how good of a player I am tour. That might be a little wordy. But what you've seen,
you fit on a shirt, you can fit.
What you've seen from Paul George early in the season and why you think he's playing at this level.
He put in the work. You know, he works with the guys I work with pre-draft, Proactive Sports Performance, and they told me, because they were going to his house to work him out, they'd never seen him more motivated. And so that kind of told me, and PG's always been motivated, but so if you're saying he's more motivated, I kind of had a feeling this would happen. The thing that's interesting to me, it's like when you're motivated because of, you know, maybe playing down a level, like he did in the bubble. It's more about aggressiveness and maybe you rebound more, maybe you're defending harder. You don't really point to shooting percentages like as one of those things if you're on a revenge tour, as you called it, Matt. But he's shooting 50-50-90 right now, which there's only been, I don't know, I think 15 guys or something like that that have ever shot 50-40-90, and I know we're only 14 games in, but that's a big enough sample size for me. It's not like it's two or three games. It's 14, that this is probably going to continue. But I'm happy that the team seems like it's in a better place. I know PG is for sure in a better place. And we'll see what happens now. That Kawhi seems to be past a lot of his injury things. He played in the back-to-back last week or a couple weeks ago. So everything seems to be trending right for the Clippers, whereas when you got to the bubble last July, it wasn't trending right. It just didn't seem right. It seems right now.
Don, in terms of Luke Kennard and him trying to get settled in, and obviously with, you know, limited training camp and just kind of how weird the offseason was, it seems like he's now performing at a higher level, or at least, you know, especially shooting the ball beyond three is coming along a lot better. What have you seen from him as of late versus trying to kind of get used to what was happening out there?
How about this? We just talked about the 50-40-90 club and how there's not that many people in it. PG shooting 50-50-90. You know who else is 50-50-90? Luke Kennard. And Jeez. So I think without Lou Williams having played the last three or four games, I think that's allowed Luke to get more comfortable, bigger chunks of minutes, ball in his hands a little bit more. It's going to come, guys. He didn't play for basically an entire year. And so as each game goes on, I think he's getting more comfortable in the system, getting his rhythm back. He's going to be a major factor for the Clippers. And I think even when Lou does come back, he'll be more incorporated than he was when Lou went out. And I think the bench will be vastly improved because of that.
The great Don McLean, ladies and gentlemen, at Wear It Snake on Twitter. Don't tweet him. Just celebrated a birthday. He's a fabulous man, and we appreciate him on the Pac-12 Network, Fox Sports West Prime Ticket, and, of course, the proprietor of the Conejo Valley Basketball Club, and he works for CAA. Don, the Lakers seem pretty good, but they lost to the Warriors big. Actually, not that big. And now they have a long road trip. Are they going to get bruised and battered a little bit to where LeBron's going to have like a meeting or something?
I don't think so. But, you know, again, we're only, you know, 13, 14 games in. I just wonder, we're going back to a condensed schedule of before, not like the last couple of years. And now when you start talking about road trips and back-to-backs and that sort of thing, is it going to affect LeBron? Because he, last year's schedule before the stoppage was pretty spread out, and that's why he was able to play a lot of those minutes. And the answer to your question is no. I think the Lakers are that good. Are they going to win every game on the trip? No. At least I don't think so. But they're still – they and the Clippers are still the two best teams in the West, and I think that's going to play itself out as the season goes along.
How's your game cancellation record going?
We're at 7 still. Haven't had anything canceled. Knock on wood in right. 2 weeks.
Hang in there, Donnie.
Problem is we're running out of time.
Yeah.
When you're running out of time. you're the best, Don. The one and only Don McLean. We love him. We appreciate him. He is our BFF. Thank you, Don.
All right, guys.
Our best, yep. Our best to all the youth and youth in the club. And we'll be back with more PM in just a moment. Your Dead and Alive Guy birthday of the day is next.
Petros and Money.
PMS.
With LA Sports Now.
Thank you for listening to the Petros and Money Show. We sure appreciate you. Gracias.
That's the truth.
Thank you. Thank you for being a friend. We love Lamp.
We love Lamp.
Oh, come on.
We're your Lamp show of record.
Loud noises. AM570 LA Sports. We're live everywhere, Matt, as you know, on the iHeartRadio app. We encourage you, as a listener of this show, to stream the show on the iHeartRadio app. It sounds a little clearer, actually. Or to podcast it in the same beautiful clarity, in the same way, on the iHeartRadio app. And Tim Cates will have it up promptly. Tonight! In just a few moments, Matt, the Clippers ship will be setting sail, and they're not going to go out like Crowhurst. They're going to come back alive. Taking on the Kings tonight.
Tonight!
6 o'clock pregame in just a moment with the fully functional person that we know as Adam. 7 o'clock tip. right here on AM 570. And Matt, tomorrow is a Flex Alert Petros and Money Show.
Run a two because of UCLA basketball. They get things going at 5:30 pre, a 6 o'clock tip against Cal. So again, Petros and Money an hour early if you want to listen live in the moment, which you can do terrestrially at AM 570 or through the iHeartRadio app and the AM 570 LA Sports icon. On at 2, off at 5:30.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. It is now time for the dead guy birthday of the day.
Happy would have been 77th to Farhad Mehrad.
Farhad Mehrad?
A one-name star, Farhad, from Tehran, Iran.
From Tehran, Iran?
Rock, folk, pop singer-songwriter, the first artist.
Oh, I love you dipping your boots in the international music scene, man. I enjoy that.
First to have ever released an English...
Or your ladle.
Rock and roll... Hey, they both work. An English rock and roll album in Iran. Of course, that was pre-Islamic Revolution.
Yeah.
Iran. Hit it, Kate.
You could play rock for the Shahs, but Shahid don't like it.
Listen to this intro on this TV show. And then wait till you hear this dude's freaking voice. Born in Tehran. Pops, diplomat. Who worked for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Hence is being exposed to all sorts of outside cultural influences. Youngest child. Started playing the cello when he was just a kid, but accidentally broke it, and the family refused to buy him a replacement. So that was that.
Tough place.
Right?
Lucky he didn't cut his hand off.
Good student. Especially in English literature. Would track down
stupid subject.
All sorts of seminal works and read them in secret. Marks in science and math were crap. His family got on him for that, so he figured, F it, I'm dropping out. Hooked up with a group of Armenian kids who had a band.
Armos.
The Four F's. Is what they were called.
In Iran, you think that went over well?
Right. He used their instruments when they weren't practicing, taught himself guitar, piano. This is him playing the piano.
Beautiful.
And before long, he was part of the act. All of his reading led to his being pretty damn good when it came to speaking and understanding.
One of these days that it won't be long.
The Iranian Ray Charles.
Yes.
For me.
Fabulous.
I'll be gone and die.
Could speak and understand French, Italian, and English, so they made him the front man. And that
was the only reason?
Plus, his nearly perfect pronunciation led to a lot of covers that other Persian acts simply couldn't perform.
Or weren't allowed to.
Exactly right. They were booked for a private performance for the annual Iranian Oil Company Bash. The giant organization, a ton of foreign employees, and they crushed it. Word got out about the group. They booked a ton of TV. He quickly became a star.
They
started writing his own songs.
They drank all the 7-Up that night.
He started his own act, the Black Cats, with a bunch of Iranian dudes.
Well, that's an improvement from the Armenians. You know, as far as Tehran's current administration sees.
One of Iran's most famous guitarists, Shahram Shapareh, and their most famous sax player, Hassan Shamazayadeh. They formed the Black Cats. Sang songs in Persian. Still rock and roll folk style, though. Had a bunch of hits. Huge star. Most famous song was called Jomeh. But the revolution came.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Well, he tried to keep his head above water. Not literally. I know people probably wondering if he literally had to keep his head above water.
Kind of a desert.
Yeah. But he sang lyrics of unity, peace, honor. Islamic government was like, don't care. You're out.
No, people move their hips to this.
You're too popular.
Exiled?
You're way too popular. Not exile, silence. Wouldn't let him release any records. He would submit them. And then his record company would have to share them with the Islamic government. And they're like, nope, not putting out. 15 years went by before finally they were like, yeah, we'll let that one go. Hab Darbidari immediately went to number one, blaring out of every home, every business, every restaurant, every cafe, and they were like, nope! I pulled the plug again. So he's like, F you guys. And he moved to Paris.
Jeez, finally.
And then he got a malignant form of Hep C in Paris.
It's a filthy place.
Well, he died in 2002 from that malignant form of Hep C he had contracted in 2000.
It's the bodies in the river and the catacombs, Matt.
Yes.
They give you the Hep C.
Farhad, happy would have been 77.
Isn't this great? I moved to Paris. Ooh, Hep C.
Oh, son of a bitch.
God, that sucks, man. Well, Matt, today, consistently, my favorite movie maker, we celebrate, and a lot of people's favorite movie maker, I'm not that unique, David Lynch. 75 years old today.
Shouldn't he be in the studio today?
Sorry, Ronnie.
Would have played the song for the song of the day, you know.
I got this.
It's one of my favorite days, too.
Transcendental meditation, Matt. That's what he's into now. And lots of great movies.
And smoking.
On TV shows. And smoking. I think he quit.
That would be something.
I think he did. In his unique, distinctive style. From Eraserhead, the nightmarish original midnight movie, to the, well, the title behind this theme, Twin Peaks, to one of my favorites, Matt, Blue Velvet. I'm not going to disturb you with any sound bites today. Not at all.
Where's my bourbon?
Except that one.
Sorry. You're right when I said I lied. Yeah. I lied. Sorry. Born in Missoula, Montana. Dad was a U.S. scientist. So the family moved around a whole bunch. This makes a lot of sense. He had a great childhood. He was an Eagle Scout. Schooled as a painter. Not like houses, but like
an artist
painting,
like Bob Ross.
But while in Philly, he showed a grasp of the medium of film. So, Matt, you can please chime in if you've ever seen any of these. They're all very famous for his style as quite critically acclaimed. The Elephant Man and first Eraserhead.
Seen Eraserhead.
1977.
Seen it.
Way to get through it.
Uncomfortable.
Deeply.
Yes.
I believe Daymare and Nightmare, as you would say.
Yes.
The Elephant Man, 1980.
Saw it on cable with my mother. Way too young to see that film. Had nightmares about him choosing to not lay on those pillows, and that's how he decided to just call it. Like, really stuck with me for a good month straight.
It's only worse on stage.
Yeah.
1984's Dune. Cult following now, and I believe there's a remake in the works.
I sat through it.
Todd.
Yeah, didn't understand it in the least.
86 is Blue Velvet.
Phenomenal.
Where's my bourbon?
Yeah, I mean.
Where's my bourbon?
Wild at Heart from 1990.
Say it. Say it.
Laura Dern.
Yeah. I'd love to, but I gotta go.
Nick Cage. did that while I was doing Twin Peaks. 92's Fire Walk with Me.
I don't know if I ever saw
it's
that.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it.
It's a Twin Peaks prequel.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I saw it.
Lost Highway.
Indeed.
Matt worked the soundtrack.
Great nudity.
Oh, yeah. Really
well,
great.
Blue Velvet for that matter, too.
Well, come on.
I mean.
The Straight Story.
Critically
acclaimed.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was up for Academy Award.
Huh.
It was very, very benevolent. I think it's like a PG movie.
The story was very straight.
It is. It's like a guy like driving a tractor. It literally. Mulholland Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and play the song now. And then, of course, Inland Empire.
You know, I could determine that.
No, you didn't.
I did it. It was me. That's right. I did it.
He actually made Inland Empire or named it Inland Empire, which is really hard to follow.
Never seen it.
For Ben Harper, who's Laura Dern's ex-husband.
Right.
And that's where he grew up. And he somehow inspired the film.
Interesting.
This is David singing.
I would have played it as the song of the day.
I know.
Though.
The song is called Football Game.
I would have.
He paints. He does music. Great collaborations over the years with Antonio Badalamenti, the Italian composer. He writes. He's fabulous. Love David Lynch. Four wives. Plus, of course, the relationship with Isabella Rossellini.
Yeah. Came into Kevin and Bean in person. Smoked the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Really upset Bean. Like, really, really upset him.
The cigarettes?
Yes. That we wouldn't throw him out for smoking in the cigarette. Tough. It's David Lynch.
David Lynch does whatever he wants. He can smoke in here.
You got to wear it.
Do whatever he wants.
Look at it. It's paper.
It's papery.
It's just like it.
He loved to eat at the Bob's Big Boy in Toluca Lake right here. And he's got a new show coming out on Netflix.
All right.
He did the Twin Peaks recently. We love David Lynch. You ever see him at the Bob's Big Boy in Toluca Lake, Cates?
A couple times.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Do you think Cates knows what David Lynch looks like?
No.
Come on!
I'm going to say a middle-aged white guy with glasses, a little bit of weight on him.
No.
No?
Dude, he's David Lynch. He's an Eagle Scout. You don't know anything about me. That was my Johnny Castle moment, you know.
Okay, like, so teased up hair. We're coming back on tomorrow. Strong jaw.
I don't know if I would use the term teased.
The pictures I'm looking at, he's got teased up hair.
Dude, you don't.
No, we should just get out of here.
Here's Aaron Jones right up the middle of the war. Jones makes a cut.
From the Packers and Bucs.
Touchdown Buffalo.
To the Bills and Chiefs. The best coverage of the conference championship is on AM 570 LA Sports.
This year, the Bucs, they got to see us today.
Hey, come on, man. This is what we asked for.